Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
The TalkSport Daily Podcast is proud to be in partnership with Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Whether your business needs cars, vans, or larger commercial vehicles, you can rent from the best lineup in the UK with Enterprise. And with flexible long-term rental, you can get vehicles for as long as you need them, from minutes to months. Whatever the mission, Enterprise's mobility experts can build a bespoke solution to suit your business needs. Visit enterprise.co.uk/business to find out more.
This is TalkSport Daily.
Hello, happy Monday, gang. Welcome, of course, to the first Andy Goldstein TalkSport Daily podcast of the week. It being Monday, that's how calendars work. Now, we kick things off with Gareth Southgate's England thrashing, hammering, smashing Andorra. A ski result. By 4-0 in a World Cup qualifier at Wembley. The match, of course, was live on TalkSport, and this was the fallout or reaction to it.
And the Kyosaka is there just walking onto it 6 yards out. Happy birthday, young man. The day that he turns 20, he scores again for his country, his second international goal, England 4, Andorra 0.
It was heartwarming to hear the reception he got before the game. And then, yeah, fairy tale stuff to get the goal. And you could see, by the way, his teammates were, how much he means to them as well. So, really pleased. For us, he doesn't need to move on from anything because my thoughts about him when I think back to the summer are all positive, but I know for him that will have been a significant moment.
For me, the two best players on the pitch were Lingard and Bellingham because they understand the game so well and know where to go to create space and get on the ball.
Half clear towards the edge of the penalty area and poked towards goal for England to take the lead. Jesse Lingard, the man that supplies the finishing touch.
He goes to West Ham and he's a revelation. He's playing week in, week out. He looks happy again. West Ham are kind of thriving off his energy. He's making other players play better as well. And I thought they created something really good at the end of the back end of last season. But the fact he's kind of gone back to United and they've brought players in. They've brought Jadon Sancho in. They've brought now, obviously, Cristiano Ronaldo in. His minutes are going to diminish even more.
Bamford, what do we make of his performance?
He'll be absolutely delighted. Look, he's just made his debut for the national side, so he's going to be delighted. But Daz, you make your debut for the national side, but you don't score against Andorra. Is there an air of frustration there as well?
Yeah, listen, it's so strange because the same thing happened to me. My debut for England was against Uruguay at Anfield.
Cheers.
Anfield. Don't score.
Nobody asked.
Don't have really much involvement in the game. Come off. Peter Crouch comes on. Bang, scores the winner. So it's a little bit like one of them where you just go, you kind of slap back in your seat and go,
You know what makes it worse? And it's Harry Kane comes on, They win a penalty, he scores. The camera pans straight to Bamford.
I know. What are they expecting him to be doing? Crying?
Do you know what that is? That's like at the Brit Awards or the Oscars when you expect to be winning and you have to applaud the person who wins it on your behalf.
Sorry to interrupt you. We've got Tyrone Mings. He's speaking to Faker Others.
When you get this kind of reception, when you set foot on the pitch, does that make you realise that you are worthy of your place here for England? You played in the Euros, in the group stages as well, and this reception proves you belong here.
Speaking to a psychologist was one thing. Doubting myself was a completely different thing. I never had any self-doubt. I just had a lot of opinions to overcome and a lot of people to kind of win over. Of course, what we do on the pitch, like I said, is one thing. But our presence and our status off the pitch is important as well. So speaking about mental health, speaking about equality, diversity, all things that contribute to a better society. And if that helps one person, then great.
I'm going to go back to Faye because she's got Liverpool defender / midfielder Trent Alexander-Arnold.
You described your England performances to date as mediocre in an interview that you did earlier in the week. How would you describe that 90 minutes?
For me, a tale of two halves, really. You know, first half was difficult to get on the ball and really struggled to affect the game. Picked out a couple of nice passes, but couldn't really affect it the way I wanted to. But the second half, you know, found myself in a more natural and I just let it flow, done what felt right and never overthought things. And I think that was a difference for me. I think second half I was able to affect the game a lot more than I did first half.
He would have been better off playing against maybe Germany, I think, Trent, to judge him a little bit better. And he would have found more space to receive the ball, believe it or not, than a team that banked up like that.
Three of the goals coming in the last 20 minutes as Andorra tired. But it is a job well done. Bring on Poland. England 4, Andorra 0.
Talk Sport breaking news.
Brazil taking on Argentina. It's a World Cup qualifier over in South America. But big problems involving the four Premier League players who have defied the Premier League by linking up with Argentina. Emi Martinez and Emi Buendia of Aston Villa, and then the Spurs pair, Christian Romero and Giovanni Lo Celso. Now, the problem here is that the rules in South America allow football players to get a special pass to skip quarantine regulations in the wake of the pandemic. That exemption doesn't apply to those coming from the UK. And the suggestion over in South America overnight has been that these four Premier League players have not properly declared where they have travelled from. After it kicked off, the Brazilian health authorities walked onto the pitch, and the Argentina team have now walked off the pitch. Farcical situation over in South America. They should be in quarantine.
They should be quarantined, yeah.
Effectively.
On now to Wales, not the mammal. That would be pointless. In fact, more mammal chat in Andy Goldstein's TalkSport Mammal podcast. Which comes out every... It doesn't come out. The country I'm talking about. They beat Belarus in their qualifier thanks to a Gareth Bale hat-trick. Over to the gaffer, Bobby Robert Page.
James Van Bale inside the area and he smacked it home for his 36th international goal and three huge points for this beleaguered Welsh squad. Full time in Kazan, Belarus 2, Wales 3.
Everybody's been talking about scoring goals, and I've said, you know, at the time, it's not just about that, it's setting it up. You know, he gets us the penalty early on, that movement and running behind. We got off to the perfect start. Within 7 minutes, we were 1-0 up. I think they changed their mindset a little bit then and went a bit more gung-ho and threw caution to the wind, rightly so, because they want to go behind. And we had a difficult, not only because they changed what they were doing, but also we weren't doing what got us the success to start with. But with regards to Gareth, we've always known he's got that ability, and thankfully tonight he's shown it and scored us the goals to get us the win.
Now, you may recall in a previous podcast, a caller, Heathrow Rich, said he'd take Big Sam Allardyce as the Arsenal manager. I mean, what's the world coming to?
I'd get rid of Arteta. I'd bring in Sam Allardyce.
Oh, Rich, don't be silly.
No, let him talk. Let him talk.
Well, this is even bigger. Tony Cascarino claiming little Sam, what's happening there, would undoubtedly do a better job than Mikel Arteta at the Emirates.
Certain types of managers who couldn't do a job, and we've gone so much to the coaching mindset that more than there are guys that can do a management job. And I agree. I think if you looked at what he did for West Brom and how they, and you know, they went down, but he certainly made them far better defensively. He'd make Arsenal way better. Now, some Arsenal fans will say, we don't care about that. We want our team to be have more flair. I think Sam would undoubtedly do a better job than Arteta's doing at the moment.
Now, Arsenal beat Chelsea 3-2 on the opening weekend of the Women's Super League in a thriller at the Emirates. The match, of course, was live on TalkSport. We'll hear from the Blues boss Emma Hayes in a sec. But first, your commentators, Leanne Sanderson and Joe Shannon.
And what a start to the new Women's Super League season. And what a start for Arsenal. Their new head coach, Jonas Edervall, celebrates victory in his first league game in charge.
I don't think this is the Chelsea we're going to see this year. You know, they're obviously going to be disappointed to start the season, especially when they're used to beating Arsenal. But the fact that they've lost today, you know, they're going to be disappointed, but you've got to give credit to Arsenal. You know, they deserve the win.
And Emma Hayes is Chelsea champions. Start the season with a defeat.
Disappointed, yeah, we're competitive. But to concede three goals here, score two, and be on the losing side is disappointing.
disappointing, but you can't give up the type of goals we gave up against this world-class opposition. Expect to win the game, no matter how much of the ball we had, no matter, you know, chances we had ourselves.
I mean, it's almost a little bit emotional. You know, did I ever think there'd ever be a time where a player would go for £300,000? No. And, you know, I know that's one male player's wages a week. That's your wages, Perry Reed, isn't it?
That was my career, I think that was.
But in reality, people say, oh, that's not that much money. No, it is, you know. So for me, it's been a fantastic weekend. And, you know, I loved playing a beautiful game. I had 12 amazing years here at Arsenal. And I just feel really happy to be back here today with you guys, being able to talk about it, seeing the fans in here. You know, it's absolutely brilliant. And I think it's only going to get even better. I really do. So everybody that's tuned in today for the first time, hopefully they'll be back again. People that have come to watch will come back again, because we need more and more people to get on board of what we're trying to do.
Now, England's cricketers closed on 77 for no wicket, chasing a target of 368 to win the fourth test against India at the Oval going into the final day's play. Now, if you like your cricket, check out TalkSport's Following On podcast. Yeah, that's what it's called, Following On. That's a cricket term, apparently. Here's a sneak preview with Jonathan Norman and Stephen Harmison.
My heart's saying England, but history tells me India. England haven't chased this in 100 and however many years in the UK. That tells me, and we haven't got Ben Stokes. If you had offered me 368 to win, and if we were playing with a white ball on that wicket in 50 overs in our white ball team, I'll back us to chase it down. Obviously, test matches are different, and the bodies have been through 5 days, and mentally people are fatigued and tired. But England now are in a great position. And if they have 1 hour anywhere as good as what they've just had 2 hours today, I think England have got a chance of winning. For the simple fact, if you look at England's middle order, they're white ball players.
Oh, that's a good stump. That really is a hard, hard hit of a cricket ball by Johnny Bairstow. It's gone miles back.
The players that are very good when the game is in front of them, they're very good at knowing the situation. They're very good at either chasing a total. And I think if England get through the first hour, first 15 overs, one down, Milan in, Root to come, I still think England have got a half a chance. I actually think there's more chance of either side winning than there is a draw. I know Crickviz is saying draws at whatever percent. I'm not sure the draw's in the equation. England bat 90 overs, England win.
Well, that's it, gang. Thanks for listening on TalkSport app or wherever you get your podcasts from. I don't really care. Don't forget, of course, to press that subscribe button. I'm back on my show, well, for one night, of course, the Sports Bar tonight from 10 p.m. alongside the fun boy Jason Cundy. And then, of course, for the rest of the week on the proper show. A big show drive from 4 p.m. Anyway, make sure you join me tonight from 10. There will, of course, be another one of these Andy Goldstein TalkSport Daily podcasts out first thing in the morning. Until then, thanks for listening. Have a great day. And above all, be safe, everyone. Be safe.
That was a podcast from TalkSport.
The TalkSport Daily Podcast is proud to be in partnership with Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Whatever your mission, home or away, don't delay. Enterprise has the vehicle for the job. Rent from the best lineup in the UK. With over 450 branches, Enterprise has what your business needs. From compact three-door cars to spacious SUVs and people carriers to vans, they offer a large range of reliable vehicles perfect for the job. To find out more and book, visit enterprise.co.uk.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.